For 11 months of the year, the fields surrounding Jersey Dairy are home to cattle shows, classic car exhibitions, or locals competing for top prize in a fruit and veg contest. But for the last couple of weeks, workers in high-vis jackets and white hard hats have been working their magic to transform this open green space into Jersey Live, the island's biggest music festival. The stage is set, the toilets are standing to attention, and the orange, pink and green flags are flapping in sync to the beats of the music from the colourful fairground. The gates open from 12 and there's a rush of colour and noise from the excited spectators.
Yeah, really good, really good. Weather could be a bit better, but no, enjoying it.
Yeah, we're having a nice time. The girls are enjoying it. We're having a good time here. I like the bands, like the music, so yeah, it's very good.
I've been every year since it started, so it's just like tradition for me. Like when it was like I free for under 12s and it was a little paper wristband, yeah. So it's just tradition for me.
The music, the atmosphere, the whole festival vibe, we love it all.
Probably Clean Bandit and this guy.
I've come to Jersey Live every year since I was 16, I think. So I can't really not come. I've got to come every year. I don't even care who's on, I just like the atmosphere.
Good music, good vibe, good family vibe for everybody, really.
Whatever the reason for bringing people to the showground in Trinity, there's certainly something on offer to entertain all ages. The festival, covering some 16 verges in the heart of Jersey's countryside, is divided by food stands, craft stalls and colourful tents. Walking from the main stage, stepping over dozens of people sitting cross-legged on the grass, decorating their faces with glitter and tucking into some chips, I find myself passing the queues for the dance centre main bar and down a narrow trail hidden by trees. Much like the story of Alice in Wonderland, the alternative section is bursting with character. Yoga mats line the floor, children have painted faces, and balloons fly across the grass as music from local acts like Buffalo Huddlestone blare out from a bright yellow teepee. You have to move quickly to avoid being hit by crowds of girls spinning hula hoops on their hips. Helen Bartholomew is running a theatre workshop here and says it's always a brilliant weekend.
Well, I just think it's great to have festivals on the island. I've always loved festivals and I've always loved music. And seeing as I've got into the love of all things flow, which is hooping, and I knew there wasn't really much of a hoop community over here, so I thought it'd be a really good way to bring the hooping to the island and have a great time at the same time.
These people say it's the mixture of big UK artists and the alternative delights on offer that make Jersey Live such a popular event.
Oh yeah, it's been alright. I had a couple of beers here and there, dubbing myself into Jersey Live. To be fair, it actually done like very well. Holt and LeSueur, the Warrens, got it down. It's like a good old festival vibe and perfect for the island.
Well, I've been helping out with Brighter Futures, one of the local charities today. And the band's here tonight, really keen to see the vaccines. I think it's just, it's a really safe environment. It's great to see bands and so many in one place.
Are we having a nice time?
Brilliant, isn't it?
Well, is it your first Jersey Live?
No, I think I came in like 2011 maybe, a few years ago. So
I'm from an arts uni, so I love all the arts side, yeah.
And it's not just for locals either. Carmen, Linda, Maxine and Joe come from Guernsey every year for the event.
Years and years is coming on, eh?
Clean Bandits.
Clean Bandits. What's the last one called?
Clean Bandits. The
vaccines.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you think we'll see you again next year?
I think so, definitely, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the lineup is, we'll be here. Still sat here on this rug.
While some religiously wait at the front of the stage to see their favourite performers or join those queuing up, much like the cattle that normally call the grass here their home, to get into the dark and sweaty dance tent, some take a moment to grab a beer or some food from the stands.
Ladies, how are you?
Dale Hudson sells coffees and cupcakes out the back of his car. He expects to sell more than 800 cakes across the 2 days.
It's just prestige to do it, really, you know. It isn't. It's part of your portfolio as well to think, well, if we can do A, B, C and D, this is what we do. So it's nice to be seen out there. And to be honest with the, you know, people have this assumption with Jersey Live that people just come here and maybe have a drink, a beer, etc. But there's a lot of older people who prefer a good coffee. So that's the dilemma we can offer. Well, I think we're the only, I feel we're the only people on the arena that do a proper coffee.
But of course, it wouldn't be Jersey Live without those big name acts. The Proclaimers, Rudimental and Clean Bandit had thousands turn out to see their sets. And for the indie group Years and Years, this was their first time performing for a Jersey crowd.
Festivals are just fun, because you just rock up, you play to large crowds, usually much, much, much larger than you would your own shows, and it's sunny and it's great, so they have their different things.
As the sun sets on another Jersey Live festival, Clean Bandit, arguably one of the best bands of the weekend, sum up just what an electric and vibrant event it's been.
There's no place I'd rather be.